I was actually talking to somebody today. So I was talking to these guys. Something really interesting to talk about is commoditized products. So what do I mean by that? So if I go here and I search dematting comb, so you're gonna get a ton of this kind of stuff. So when I say commoditized product, I'm basically talking about something you can buy in China. So what happens with that is you're really just competing on price. You're not competing on brand, because what's the difference between this and this, or this and this? They look the same, even down to the color. It's the exact same item. So the interesting thing is, this is in the US, this is Hong Kong, and this is a US company, but US is really kind of subjective because you could have a US based kind of presence. But you could see here that these guys are doing 10,000 over the past 30 days, probably more than that if Amazon says 10,000, 28,000. So at a $9.99 price point. These guys are $7.99 price point. These guys are $14.99. It's a commoditized item. So I can take this and I can save this picture. You could take this, go to Alibaba. And this is why it's important to understand if you're a commoditized product or not. Go here, throw it in here, search it by the image. What do you know? I got a million of them here. So technically, if I want, I can go and I can buy, pick the lowest price one, throw my freaking name on it. Does it look the same? It looks identically the same. So if I'm buying 10,000 pieces, 80 cents, I'm not buying 10,000 pieces. So it's going to be more like $1.50. And I go back to this because this is the same thing, just a different color, but it has something else in here. So why are you better than this guy here? Well, you have two pieces and maybe you reinvented the wheel, or maybe you changed it, or maybe your grip is a little bit different. But understanding when you're commoditized, how you have to stand out by branding. So branding is what you play into. So long story short, if you have something commoditized, you have to compete on branding. By the way, if you're looking to get in competing with these guys for 28,000 at a $9.99 price point, if you take, people always think like, oh, the product's selling well, let me kind of compete with it. So if you go to Amazon FBA calculator, I'll throw an ASIN in here, go to this one right here, Amazon fulfillment. Let's say I want to compete with them too. My net profit at $9.99, not even cost of sending it to FBA, is $4.17. If you're paying $1.50, so $4.17 minus $1.50, you're looking at $2.67 before freight to Amazon. Take off 50 cents, so let's say $2 a unit. If you're selling what they're selling, it's 28,000. So yeah, it's a good business, but you have to climb up from the bottom to see how you can compete with them. So if you undercut it and you go to $8.99, which you're probably going to have to do, now you're looking at $3.17 or $3.32. So then even less than that. So $3.32 minus that. So you've got slim margins here. Don't always think that just because someone else is doing it, that you can do it too. Anyway, I digress.